This is the Sports Psychology Hour with Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
I cannot express the gratitude what my son came and visited you.
Dr. Jacobs has been in practice for 37 years as a sports psychologist.
I have seen a change in youth sports in the last 10, 15 years. I've talked about it a lot on this show.
The Sports Psychology Hour. The best advice on the radio, each and every week.
Failure and losing and screwing up is something that happens in life. It happens in sports. And I think we have to teach kids how to do that more effectively.
This is where sports talk gets real.
That word, playing, it's gone from our society in a lot of ways with kids.
And now here's your host, Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Hello, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and welcome to the Sports Psychology Hour. Live from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm here every week, and we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. I'm revved up and ready to go today as we get into another topic. I've been a sports psychologist now for 37 years. Worked with athletes at all levels of competition, from youth sports through high school, college, collegiate, professional, and the Olympic levels. Had the privilege to work with athletes in competitions and practices and training, and we work on their mindsets, their attitudes. I've been on the radio in Kansas City for 27 years, the last 17 years at Sports Radio 810 WHB, our flagship station. I'm proud that our show is now going national, and look forward every week to talking with you about the mental side of sports. You know, when we look at sports today, there are so many topics we can get into on this show. Confidence, where it goes, how you gain it, how you lose it, the art of coaching, what is an effective coach, how does an effective coach motivate his kids, the role referees and officials and umpires play in sports. You know, a lot of people don't talk about them very much. But the fact of the matter is, if we didn't have them, it'd be a total disarray in the athletic field. You know, most officials, if you don't see anything about them after a game, they've done their job. If they're the center of controversy, then there's something they've done incorrectly. But sports are, I think, the greatest thing we've got to do in our country. It's activity, it's fun, it's entertainment, it's exercise, it's competition. And today, the last, say, 10 years, I've noticed a change in youth sports to where it's become a huge business, a business where many people get involved to make money. Can't blame them. Why not? But unfortunately, from my perspective, one of the problems that's come from that is that kids suffer from this. We have competitive leagues now at younger and younger ages. I hear about competitive leagues for four-year-olds, which to me is absurd. Why? Because somebody's making some money. People are making uniforms, people are making trophies, ribbons, organizing leagues. Money's involved. Statistics have found that by age 13, 70% of kids involved in organized sports usually drop out. And why is that? The main reason is they've lost interest and they're not having fun anymore. And that, to me, is where the win-at-all-costs attitude comes into play. Now, there's another reason why kids drop out at age 13. They start to specialize. They start to find other activities they want to do. Middle school, junior high age, 13, 14, is when I have found in my 37 years of work, most kids start to focus on one thing. They try to concentrate on that one activity. It might be a sports activity. It might be arts. It might be debate. It might be music, whatever it is, or just schoolwork. But that's when I think the specialization starts to come up. But what I want to talk about today is this. Is it more important to win, or is it more important to have fun for kids? What's more important when kids are playing sports? I think we need to learn how to win. Our book, Just Let 'Em Play, that I co-wrote with Kansas City Royals Hall of Famer Jeff Montgomery and Olympic Hall of Fame swim coach Peter Malone, Our third chapter is called Embracing Failure Can Lead to Fun, and we talk about the importance of learning how to fail, how to lose, how to screw up. Because we do it every day in life. You're going to do it in youth sports too. And I think these coaches who berate kids, get angry at them because they screwed up, they struck out, they missed a shot, they shot an air ball, they turned it over, they threw it out of bounds, they failed, you double faulted, you turned before you touched the wall, you shanked the ball into the woods, whatever it is, who get angry at these kids, these young kids for that, I think have lost the perspective of why they're there. The role of a coach is to be a guide, a mentor, a director, somebody who's helping young kids learn and grow. A coach is a teacher. Yes, they have to be disciplinarians at times and control emotions, so they have to be a psychologist too. But youth sports should be about the experience, the growth, the learning. You know, on this show every week, I talk about these different topics related to youth sports especially. I interview different people in the world of sports, but I like to get into these topics about kids' sports. So today's topic is this. Is sports for kids more about winning, or is it more about having fun and development? I want to open up our phone lines. Our number is 913-3810-810. I would like to hear from you and get your perspective on it. Do we put too much emphasis on winning at too young of an age and not enough emphasis on just having fun and playing? I want to hear from you if you're a coach and get your perspective on that. What do you talk to the kids you coach about? Is it about the score or about learning skills, developing, and having fun? I want to hear from you if you're a parent. Why are your kids playing sports if you have them in a league or a competitive type of activity? What's the rationale you have for that? And if you have played sports or are playing sports now, I'd like to hear from you. Our number is 913-3810-810. As always on our show, early on, we don't get many calls. We get loaded up at the end. So I'd like to hear from you, get some calls in here. I want to find out from you, if you coach, how young have been the ages of the kids you've coached? What's the youngest age you've coached? And what did you see? What did you learn? What did you find out about coaching young kids? Especially if you're trying to focus on the score and on the result. You know, I have a saying, it's FOE versus FOR. FO versus FOR. FOE is focus on effort and execution. FOR is focus on results. When you get to the collegiate level, to the Olympic level, to the world-class level, professional level, yes, the score matters, winning matters. And it should matter at younger ages, too. Because I think you have to learn how to win and how to lose. But I think for kids, especially, it should be about the experience and about learning. So I want to hear from you. If you're a coach, is it more important to win, or do you find it more important for the kids to have fun? There are coaches who believe if you win, you have fun. If you lose, you don't. I don't agree with that, especially at young ages. I think it should be more about the development, the experience, the growth, and the learning. So let's get some calls in here. Our number is 913-3810-810. If you coach kids, what do you try to teach them? What's the emphasis? And why are you there? Why are you coaching? What do you get out of it if you're a coach? If you're a youth sports coach, what do you get out of coaching? A lot of people get into coaching because their kids are playing. They want to give them the experience. But why are you there? So give me a call and let's talk. Let's find out why you coach. Is it more fun to have fun, or is it more fun to win? Our number is 913-3810-810. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and you're on the Sports Psychology Hour. Hello again, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour. We're live from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm here every week, and we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. And today's topic is this. What's more important for kids? Is it about winning, or is it about having fun and playing? If you're a coach, what do you emphasize? If you're a parent, why do your kids play? And if you're a kid, why do you play sports? Is it to win, come in first place, or to have fun? Our number is 913-3810-810. We have our first caller today. Let's see what John has to say. John, good morning. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
Morning, Bob. How you doing?
Great.
I have I've coached for youth sports for about 20-some years. I've participated as an official at high school level as well. And, you know, for years we've said that sports teach us how to win. They teach our youth how to – they teach them leadership. But I think when you speak about winning, it goes much deeper than winning the game at hand. We're really talking about trying to win at life. And, you know, the in this kind of age of social media, I think that the confidence that kids gain through youth sports is probably the key to all of this. The ability to have confidence in themselves, the ability to interact with adults, to interact with other athletes or teammates, and to build their character and to build themselves so that as they move on through life beyond youth sports, they can still utilize all those tools and skills that they learned as a young adult or as a young individual.
Well, John, I love what I'm hearing from you. First of all, thank you for calling in. Second, your definition of winning, I think, is parallel with what mine is. I'm not hearing you talk about, when you're talking about winning at life, you're not talking about the score. You're talking about learning to succeed. And my definition of winning is, did you do your best today? Not about what place you came in, but did you achieve something? Did you learn something? Did you grow? And I think that's what I'm hearing from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why do you think then, as someone with as many years of experience as you've had, and I'm sure you've encountered opposing coaches, parents, and other teams who go ballistic when their teams lose, when their kids lose, when they fail? Why is that?
Well, what's interesting is I think, first of all, one of the keys is that as somebody who's spent a lot of time in coaching, it seems like you either have those that get involved or those that want to talk about being involved. I also think that many times those that get involved are competitive by nature themselves. Don't hear me say I don't get wrapped up in an event. I have. I understand that. But at the end of the day, we have to control that and understand that and realize there are many others watching everything that we do.
Well, that's why I have a saying, John, a good coach checks his or her ego at the door. It's not about them. It's about the people they're coaching.
Absolutely.
And when you get your ego involved, then you want to win. You want to come in first place. You want to beat the other team. And you lose the perspective of why you're there, I believe.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, sir, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Great comments, and I think your philosophy is great. So good luck, continued coaching and working with. I appreciate it. That frees up our lines here at 913-3810-810. I want to hear from you if you're a coach, just like John, or you're an official. Our topic is this morning. Is winning more important, or is having fun more important? If you have played sports, if you've played youth sports, which one matters more? They both, yes, you want to win, you want to, as I said, what does winning mean? To me, it means succeeding, accomplishing goals, getting better, growing, learning. You know, there's a study done by the Project Play from the Aspen Institute that was conducted by George Washington University. It asked kids why they participate in sports. Over 90% of children responded that they participated in sports because it was fun. Fun, however, means a lot of different things for a lot of different people. They were asked to describe what fun meant. They came up with 81 different explanations. Guess where winning came in of those 81? It was number 48. Winning was number 48 on that list when they talked about having fun. The most important thing was trying your best. Second was when the coach treats the player with respect. Third was getting playing time. Fourth, playing well together as a team. Fifth, getting along with your teammates. Sixth, exercising, being active. So I think the emphasis needs to be on the experience, on the growth, and the development. But I want to hear from you. If you've played youth sports when you were younger, or maybe you're a youngster listening today, why do you play youth sports? Is it to have fun or to win? Our number is 913-3810-810. If you are a parent, why do your kids play sports? Why do you sign them up on a team? What's the reason you'll get your kids involved in the youth sports experience? Is it for you and your ego because you know your child's pretty good and you want to see them beat other kids on the athletic field? Or is it because you want them to have the experience? What's more important, winning or having fun? To me, and this research proves, that having fun and learning and growing is what it should be about. So I want to hear if you're a coach. Why do you coach kids? What's the reason you get involved in it? Is it because of your ego? Have you seen other coaches whose egos obviously come out because they scream and yell and go crazy when things don't go well? If you have seen that, and your kids are all watching a coach or a parent on another team, do you talk to them about that after the game, about behavior? You know, one of the things we don't do enough of, I think, with kids, is talk to them about the emotional, psychological side of life. You know, a lot of people are afraid to do that. And I think a coach's job is multifaceted. You wear many hats. But one of the most important things, I think, is that in a sense you are a psychologist and you are coaching these kids about their feelings, their emotions. And I think it's important as a coach to talk to them about what happens when they succeed or fail, when things don't go well, how they feel, and that it's okay to be upset if they failed, but to learn from it, to grow from it, to get better. And I think that's something we need to emphasize more. I think, quite frankly, you know, if you coach a youth sports team, more than likely you've had to have listened to or gone through some kind of a brief sportsmanship video that you had to watch or something you had to read. But why are you there? Are you there for your ego or are you there to help these kids out? All right, I want to hear from you. Let's get some calls in here. Our number is 913-3810-810. If you're a coach and you coach kids, why do you coach? Is it to teach them to win or to get them to have fun, learn, and grow? If you're a parent, why do you sign your kids up for youth sports teams? Is it just to get them out of the house and have something to do? Or is it to give them the opportunity to learn and grow about themselves? Is youth sports supposed to be about winning, or is it supposed to be about having fun? Let's get some calls in here. I want to hear from you. I want to see what you think. I think it's really important to figure this out because to me, as a sports psychologist with 37 years of experience, yes, the score matters. I am not saying it doesn't, but I think the score is an after, lower down the list, an after effect. It should be about the experience and the growth that you learn and have fun with. I think kids should be involved in youth sports to find out about what they can do and what they can't do. Our number is 913-3810-810. I want to hear from you if you're a coach. I want to hear from you if you're an athlete. I want to hear from you if you're a parent. I want to hear from some officials. 913-3810-810 is the number. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and this is Sports Psychology Today. Hello, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, and from our flagship station, Sports Radio, 810 WHB in Kansas City, this is the Sports Psychology Hour. I'm here every week, and we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. Today's topic, what's more important, winning or having fun for kids? It's an issue that we deal with all the time as coaches, as parents, as officials. You know, I mentioned this study that came out recently by the Aspen Institute that said, called the Project for Play from the Aspen Institute, 90% of children responded that they play sports because it was fun. Winning was ranked way down the list out of 81 different reasons. It was ranked number 48th. So why do you coach? Why do your kids play sports? Our number is 913-3810-810. We're going to go first. We have our first female caller of the morning. Let's see what Michelle has to say. Michelle, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. I have three sons who have all played youth soccer and basketball, and I have always only wanted them to play for fun, and my husband also coaches them, but they have been on a few teams where their coaches had different opinions on that and only wanted them to play to win.
Oh, so what? So what was the conflict then? Because obviously I'm sort of sensing there was one.
Well, the conflict was just that I didn't approve of them being on a team where a coach really just wanted them to win, and that was all that mattered to them.
So was that experience not as much fun for them then?
I don't think it was. There was one experience where my son was on a baseball team. He was young and he wasn't the best player and got pulled out a couple times because, you know, it was the last inning and they were down and they had to get a point. And so they pulled my son out to put a better hitter in.
How old was he at the time?
I think he was 12.
Was it a competitive team or a rec team? Do you remember?
That was a competitive team.
Okay, so that's right on the very low end of where the score starts to matter, I think. But still, why not let him bat and see what happens?
I agree. We talked to the coach afterwards.
Oh, yeah? And what was his response?
Well, that they were down. It was a playoff game, and it was all about winning.
I assume you did not go back on that team the next year.
No, we did not.
How did your son react to that? Most importantly, how did he react from that?
I have to say my boys are really good, and they don't let things like that bother them. And they play more to win. They play more to have fun than to win. So they're
okay.
Not.
So it didn't bother him, but he would have rather have had the chance to bat.
Yeah, and not be pulled out like that in front of the team and have that experience.
So he was how old is your son now?
18.
Okay, so what, he's probably a high school senior just graduating?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be interesting if you ask him about that, see if he remembers that and see if that made an impact on him. That would be an interesting thing to ask him and find out about.
Oh, that's true. He did just play on his high school varsity team for soccer and had not the best coach who didn't play him very often and had senior awards night recently and didn't want to go. He said, I don't want to go to senior awards night. Why do I want that coach to present me with anything?
Okay, then I would challenge you, Michelle, ask him about that experience when he was 12. I'll bet that had an impact on him with this.
Okay.
What did you say to him about going to the awards banquet?
I said it was up to him, that I totally understood that he deserved the award, but that if he didn't want to go, it was fine.
Did he go?
No, he didn't go.
And didn't bother him that he didn't?
No, not at all. He got a nice plaque, but, you know.
Yeah, well, obviously, then the negativity of maybe this earlier incident, maybe others may have had an impact on him. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. You have a great day. Good luck with
your
kids.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go next to Josh. Josh, good morning. I'm Dr. Jacobs. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Thank you for calling in. Your comments.
You had talked about, you know, I kind of see it both ways. I coached a 10U softball team this year, and I also witnessed the team. My daughter was on the team both years. Year before, the coach was more, we're here to have fun. It was more fun-driven. And the team ended up losing every single game that season. And we lost about half the girls off that team. And then the other half literally had to be talked into playing this year. I volunteered to help coach this year with another guy. We definitely believe in it being fun. It's a rec league, so it's not like, you know, a competitive team where it's much more important to the coaches, the players, parents. But we still wanted the girls to win because I saw the disappointment on their face the year before, never winning. And then we pushed more to try to win games this year. We were able to do that. We ended up getting second place in our league. And the experiences, the girls bonded together better. I mean, success breeds success to an extent, and just the enjoyment they got out of playing well and winning games has led this group to get tighter and tighter throughout the season to where we just finished the season last weekend, and then as soon as the season was over, seven out of the 12 girls in our team all went to softball camp together so they could spend more time playing together.
Well,
so
let me comment on this, a couple things. First of all, I agree with what you're saying, and when you're losing and losing and losing, yeah, you don't want to be there. But what was that coach emphasizing? You know, just having fun, or was it teaching them to learn skills, fundamentals about self-growth and development? If he'd spent...
She was a volunteer coach, so it's not like this is what she does by any means. But the talking about winning and doing things to be successful, putting yourself in a position to be successful, was never a topic of conversation. It was more just, we're here to have fun. Don't worry about the score. The girls always wanted to know what the score was because they wanted to win a game so badly.
Right, but that's where...
Don't worry about it. Let's just play.
But that's where I think you talk about self-development and growth and hey, winning needs to be in terms of not the score as much as are you getting better? And if they're improving, if you focus as a coach on self-improvement and getting better, then the fun becomes more important, more prominent. The score becomes less important. And it sounds like she didn't really do any of that. So, and look, she was volunteering. Good for her for doing that. And not right. that what she did was wrong, but I think that would have probably helped a little bit more that way.
But I also believe the mental. I mean, I know they're 10U type girls, but they're not too young, I think, to start learning some life values as far as mental toughness, being able to overcome adversity. In my opinion, they're at an age now where life's going to become more about competition if they want to continue in sports. Only one person can be a pitcher at a time, a catcher at a time. You're not only competing with the other team, you're competing with the girls on your own team or boys, whatever.
Right, and that's why, Josh, in our book, Josh, Just Let Them Play, Guiding Parents, Coaches, and Athletes Through Youth Sports, I mentioned this earlier, our third chapter is called Embracing Failure Can Lead to Fun. We have that for a reason. You need to learn how to fail, how to lose. It's part of what you do, but not to be afraid of it or scared from it or yelled at or degraded or insulted, but to be coached about it. So when you strike out with the game on the line, with the bases loaded, and you lose because you struck out, will you be upset? Yeah, but what did you learn from that? Instead of being yelled at or insulted by the coach or have the coach throw a temper tantrum because we lost because you struck out, and I've seen that many times, you pull that young person aside and say, let's talk about what happened. I know you tried. It's okay. Let's learn from and grow from it so next time you do better. That's what coaching is about.
I think a lot of your, I'm by far not the best coach by any means, but I think your best are the ones who are, like you're saying, a psychologist that can talk to these people on a one-on-one basis, relay with them, but also teach them how to be a winner, how to face adversity, and how to overcome it and learn from mistakes but not make them again.
Yeah,
Those are your rare ones that everybody should strive to be.
And it shouldn't be about the score. It should be about growth and development. Josh, thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
You know, this is a topic we're going to continue on many other shows, and I think it's a great one. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Our topic is this. What's more important, winning or having fun at the youth sport level? Give me a call and let's talk. Our number is 913-3810-810. Hello, everyone. I am sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour and live from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. I'm here every week and we talk about the mental side of sports on this show. Today's topic is this. What is more important at the youth sports level? Should it be about winning? Or should it be about having fun? If you're a coach, what do you think? If you're a parent, what do you think? If you're an athlete, what mattered the most? Our number is 913-3810-810. We're going to go first to Craig, then to Brandon. Craig, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. Thank you for calling in. Get your thoughts.
I'm a high school coach. I mean, I don't think it should be one or the other. I think you can have both. I think you can teach winning, how to fail, personal development. You know, I think you can have all of those things. I mean, it's got to take a special coach to get all that across to a young athlete, but I don't think it should be one or the other. I think you should just try to how to figure out to teach all of those things and get that across.
What sport do you coach?
High school football.
Okay. 70% of kids quit sports by the time they're 13. Why do you think that is?
Because I think early there is a lot of emphasis on winning instead of personal development and not having fun. I think, yes, my daughter's young. She's only 5, and I think hopefully her love for softball will start off as, yes, I'm just having fun, but eventually her mindset is going to switch to having fun and winning and learning how to lose. I mean, all of that's going to come into play.
And when does that come into play? About what time do you think that those secondary things you mentioned should become important?
I'm going to try to make them important probably late middle school going into high school. I mean, that's when I'm going to try to tell her, you know, nobody's going pro in youth league. You know, I'll wait till she gets more mature, more older, till she can understand those things.
Oh, I think that's the right perspective. And you know, here's the thing, Craig. You're coaching kids who have actually, I call kids who play high school sports survivors because they've made it through the youth sports craze. You know, if you make it to high school and you're still playing a sport, you survived all the stuff that goes on at younger ages. And do you think we're getting kids involved too young to play on competitive teams?
I think so, but there might not be enough rec teams for them to get on it. That might be the only thing left is competitive teams, which they're probably not even that competitive. That's just a title that somebody gave them.
But, well, I think it should be about, see, to me, you hit it on the head, middle school's when I think the results start to matter. I think before that you learn about, you learn about succeeding and failing. You're going to fail, but you learn what failure is about so you don't become scared of it and afraid of it and yelled and screamed at. You're coached about it. So then when you fail and you get older, you don't lose your confidence, you don't get scared of it. You embrace it and learn from it and grow from it. And that, to me, is what I think it should be about.
I agree. I think also what you said earlier, I think some, you know, there are not a lot of two-parent households, so some of these parents might be secretly using sports as, I hate to say, like a daycare or to drop your kid off, and I get a couple of free hours to be on my own or do what I got to do or something like that, and that's probably not the right attitude that maybe some parents are having.
Well, there are definitely parents that do that, but I think the key thing is this. If you're coaching, I think your job is, as I said, first and foremost, you should be a psychologist to those kids and help them learn and grow about what's going on. Listen, sir, thank you for calling in. I think you've got a great perspective. Good luck coaching at the high school level, and good luck with your daughter.
Thank you, you too.
Appreciate your call. Let's see next what Brandon has to say. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I was waiting online, and I think your previous conversation kind of touched on what I was going to talk about. From an athlete's perspective, I think that it's, at the youth level, it's extremely important to have fun. But to me, the most important thing that you're going to get out of youth sports is learning how to cope with defeat, with not winning all the time. I feel like coaching at that level, you're basically doing the fundamentals of the sport. You're teaching the fundamentals. You're not getting into anything advanced. The most important thing is to be there and support the kids when failure happens, because I feel like a lot of, especially in this day and age, I feel like a lot of kids grew up not knowing how to cope or deal with failure, and it has a very negative impact on the rest of their adult life.
I agree with you 100%, and that's why I said earlier, you know, the third chapter in our book, Just Let Them Play. Of course, I like to plug my book because, quite frankly, I think everybody should read it who's got kids playing new sports. Our third chapter is entitled Embracing Failure Can Lead to Fun. And Jeff Montgomery, Pete Malone, and I wrote that because, and Pete Malone coached for 40 years. He coached 5 gold medals in the Olympics. He coached over 10,000 kids. Jeff Montgomery, we all know who he is, Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame pitcher, but also a coach, coached for many years. And kids fail. They screw up. I watched both of them coach each of my sons. And when my son screwed up, they didn't yell and scream at him. They talk to them about why and what you learn from it and how you're going to grow from it. And that's what coaching should be about. Don't you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. Because I think when you come to a certain age, competitive nature becomes more prevalent. When you hit that 13-year-old, I'm going to say about 13, the sports that you're playing are no longer what I'd be considered your youth rec league type stuff. Competition to me seems to grow on its own. You're going to have kids that are still going to be playing for fun, and you're also going to have those kids that are going to start becoming more competitive in the sports that they love. And for me personally, I was majorly into baseball. I love the fact that I learned how to accept defeat. Now, that didn't change the fact that when I did not perform well, I was still upset, but I learned to be upset at myself, because it's a lot easier to forgive myself than to forgive a situation that I have no control over. And I'm thankful that I had a coach at a young age that taught me that it's okay to be upset with yourself, because once you forgive yourself, that's done. But if you're just upset at the game itself, anything like that, you don't have control over that. There's no point in dwelling and move on. You know, you play the sport because you love it. There's nothing wrong with being competitive, especially at that age. But for the most part, you know, you learn how to deal with those situations, and then from that, you can apply it in other aspects of life.
I've been a team psychologist for many professional athletes, hundreds of them, and I've been the team psychologist for professional teams. And I was one of the first Major League Baseball full-time sports psychologists when I worked at Kansas City Royals in 1989-90. And in 1990, I was with the team full-time, and I watched every day how these guys dealt with things. George Brett won his third batting title that year, and I watched him every day how he handled it. Believe me, George Brett did not like it when he failed, but he didn't blow up and break things and go ballistic. He worked harder the next day to get better. That's why he won three batting titles, and he's in the Hall of Fame. And I think that I learned so much from observing him that year. Because earlier in the year, his batting average wasn't very good, and he figured some things out and made some changes and won the batting title on his last at bat of the year. And you see how people succeed. And believe me, you know, his batting average was, I think, 330. Well, that means about 7 times out of 10 he failed. But he still came in first place. So that's the big thing.
To me, that's the thing with baseball, why baseball is so different from the other sports. Because baseball is a statistical, you're going to fail. you are going to fail. Like you said, if you bat 300, that's a really good batting average. And that means that you failed 7 out of 10 times.
But you're right. But you know, but you fail at everything. You know, Michael Jordan's shooting percentage was 50%. Kobe Bryant, 2 years before he retired, broke the record for most missed shots in the history of the NBA. Failure happens across the board, and it's how you learn from and grow from it, Brandon, I think makes you better. Listen, sir, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. Great comments this morning, and you have a great day.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, sir. You know, this has been a great topic. We'll do it again. I think this whole issue of teaching kids to grow and develop in sports and to, you know, winning does matter. You want to win, but what does it mean? To me, at the youth sport level, it's about growth. Did you win? Did you learn? Did you grow? Did you develop something? It's not about the score. Winning is about self-improvement. And if you teach your kids that at younger ages, and not to be scared to fail. Don't be afraid. Don't be yelled at and screamed at and degraded and insulted when they fail. Teach them. It makes them better. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Every week we do this show. Hope you enjoy it. If you have comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My number in Kansas City is 816-561-5556. That's my office, 816-561-5556. Our shows are podcasted. They're on the Sports Radio 810WHB.com website. They're also on my website, which is winnersunlimited.com, W-I-N-N-E-R-S, unlimited.com. You know, if you have friends who coach kids, you have people who have kids, encourage them to listen to the show. We try to talk about these topics and help you become better at what you do. You can always follow me on Twitter at DRJ Sports Psych, at DRJ SPRTPSYCH. Send me an email at my website, drj@winnersunlimited.com. Hope you enjoy the show. We'll talk to you next week. This is Sports Psychology Today. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Send me some messages. Get in touch with me with topics you'd like me to talk about on this show. We'll talk to you next week.